1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More than 100 million Americans across 27 states were under heat alerts on Sunday, and one expert is warning of even more extreme weather to come.
As record-breaking heat grips much of the country, science educator Bill Nye, the Science Guy, tells ABC's This Week, we all better get used to it.
The latest research is that there's not a turning point or a tipping point or a knee in the curve. It's just going to get hotter and hotter and worse and more extreme. So this is a taste of the normal of the future.
Extreme heat is the leading cause of weather-related fatalities, according to the National Weather Service. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
13 rivers in Iowa are flooding after parts of the state got 15 inches of rain over 2 days. Over 1,000 evacuees in shelters. Authorities on the Hawaiian island of Oahu confirmed 49-year-old Tameo Perry, a lifeguard, was killed in a shark attack while surfing off the island's north shore. This is ABC News. The aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt arrived in Busan, South Korea, for joint exercises with Japan and South Korea.
South Korea's military said the arrival of the Roosevelt, it demonstrates the strong defense posture of these allies and a stern willingness to respond to advancing threats from North Korea. Seoul also summoned the Russian ambassador to protest that defense agreement with North Korea. Also, South Korea warning it may consider sending weapons to Ukraine to help defend it against Russia's invasion.
ABC's Britt Clennett in Hong Kong. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators defaced Chicago's Buckingham Fountain, dumping red dye into the icon and scrawling graffiti over it, forcing its temporary closure.
We walked quite a ways over here to see it because my wife had told me about it and said it was beautiful, and I love a good fountain, so I wanted to see it. So I'm disappointed.
Tom Martin visiting from Washington State.
I'm somewhat sympathetic to what they're trying to accomplish, but this is not the way.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
9 o'clock across Civic Media. Good evening, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, Jimmy K, Rocker, Lee Lux hanging out with you. Original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Herbal Aspect in Madison. Three locations in Madison. Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com. Also by Carbon 4 Brewing. Thank you for the suns tonight, Carbon 4. Really appreciate it. High quality beers. Best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room and online at carbon4.com. We'll check in with Corey Hartman if we need to again with the weather. We got Mike Huberty coming up right now. Double shot of the cancellations. They were on the air with me last Sunday. Get the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Here's their brand new song, Smile. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Blown at the bar. Drinking my hand, along comes another lonely man. Can see him all coming miles away. Same opening line to which I will say.
Civic Media. We are local music here on Civic Media, broadcasting on WMDX. Have to interrupt the song one more time here, and Corey Hartman is back with us with a brand new tornado warning.
All right, sorry for all the interruptions, but the weather takes precedence here. We've got a new tornado warning now for southeastern Columbia County, northeastern Dane County until 7:30. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado just north of Sun Prairie, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Columbus and East Bristol are in the path of this particular storm. Once again, the storm is to the north and east of Sun Prairie and continuing to move north and east. People in the Columbus area are next in line for this particular rotating part of the thunderstorm. We also have some straight-line winds that are a threat from the Cottage Grove area over toward Marshall and Deerfield. And again, a severe thunderstorm warning continues in effect for the rest of eastern Dane County. And then a new severe thunderstorm warning that has just been issued here before the top of the hour. A large area covered by this one, Lafayette, Green, Iowa, Rock, Dane, and Jefferson. All of those counties now under a severe thunderstorm warning. That is for the line of severe thunderstorms that are currently making their way, stretching from basically Dubuque to Madison and moving eastward. One more thing I have to point out is that county roads, rural roads, are starting to get inundated with rain. That means flash flooding. Water is already over the roadway, especially areas to the west of Madison. Jimmy?
Looking at the radar right now, Corey, it looks like in the city of Madison proper, where we're broadcasting on WMDX, the heavy rain is just starting to move into the city metro area, and definitely don't want to be outside of this.
Right, and so the heavy rain, but also the possibility of wind has also kind of popped up on the radar now just to the west of the Montrose and New Glarus areas. So if you're heading down that way here tonight, Montrose and New Glarus areas, some very strong wind, and now a new tornado warning that has been issued for northeastern Greene County. That's where I'm at right now. And watching some lowerings, and we did have a confirmed tornado with damage near Argyle about 25 minutes ago. But tornado warning for northeastern Greene County, tornado warning for northeastern Dane County. And again, straight line winds and flash flooding pretty much going to be the norm for most of southern Wisconsin as we go through the next few hours here.
7:08 on a Saturday night here on Civic Media, broadcasting on WMDX. Corey, we're also broadcasting in Waukesha on the Shaw and AM 540 WAUK. This weather is coming for Waukesha.
Right. It's near Watertown now. It'll be Jefferson Oconomowoc before we know it, and eventually Waukesha within, I'd say, the next hour to hour and a half. I do want to bring some attention back to the Deerfield to Marshall areas. It does look like we have a tornado spinning up basically right along the interstate here to the northeast of Cottage Grove. So if you live northeast of Cottage Grove up toward the Marshall area, right between those two vicinities, it looks like we've got a tornado spinning up on the front front part of this line here, heading over toward the Lake Mills vicinity. So as you said, yes, things are definitely moving their way eastward, and it's going to be a pretty busy night here.
That tornado spin-up that you were talking about, that's actually not in a warned area. That's south of the tornado warning going in northeast Dane County as well. So that's something you need to be aware of.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. If you're in the Marshall area, you need to be in shelter. I'm actually a little more concerned about that area right now, just to the north of 9094 there, and then I am the storm heading to Columbus. So again, from Marshall to Deerfield, need to be in shelter, and Waterloo, Lake Mills, you got to be watching it very carefully. Again, I'm down here in the Monroe area where we've got rotation and a tornado warning going on here. And then a severe thunderstorm warning basically surrounds all of the rest of the area here from Madison, stretching all the way back to Dubuque, Iowa. and that whole line is going to progress through the capital city once again and continue on eastward, and the flash flooding threat is real. I've already driven through multiple areas where the water was just starting to rush over the roadway. So when you get to those places, definitely want to turn around, don't drown, and a reminder that most flooding deaths happen in a vehicle.
Absolutely. And of course, if you're a Madisonian, you know all about flooding on the isthmus. I mean, it happens at a couple of sprinkles, but we've had a lot of rain over the last couple of hours. There's a lot more rain heading in right now. Corey, you got anything else to report, or you want to get back at it and check in a little bit?
Yeah, we can roll some music here. I'm sure we'll be back on in just a little bit with another update.
All right, Corey Hartman from Civic Media Meteorologist. We appreciate your efforts. Corey, be safe out there.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's play one more song from the Cancellations, appropriately named right now. It's brand new. It's called We're All Gonna Die. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Civic Media, We're All Gonna Die. That's brand new song from the Cancellations. And that was a song that wasn't supposed to play right now. Rocker's laughing at me, I could tell. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Lee Lux filling in for Terry Barr. It's a fun night here on the radio, talking ghost and, of course, weather with Corey Hartman. Be safe out there if you're out and about. That Rocker, before we go on here, I should say that area that Corey was talking about along the I-94 was just warned as a tornado warning. So basically just east of Sun Prairie, including Lake Mills, and to just west of Watertown. So, and speaking of which, he just called us up here, and Corey's back on the phone with us. What's up, Corey?
Yeah, just that area that we were talking about, that is a confirmed tornado now. It is causing damage right now that we can see on the radar, and it is just south of the Marshall, Wisconsin area, going to be heading up toward Waterloo. Should stay north of 94, but again, as we kind of give you the early heads up there, if you are in the Marshall to Waterloo areas, that is now a confirmed because it is kicking up debris. It is launching trees and, you know, hopefully nothing more than that. But we can see that on radar. It is being picked up by the Milwaukee radar very, very well, just to the south of Marshall, Wisconsin. So that is a confirmed damaging tornado. That tornado warning is going to go until 7:45.
All right. Stay safe out there, Corey. We appreciate the update, and let us know if you need us to go back on the air again here, okay?
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Corey Hartman from Civic Media. Rocker, we still got plenty of show of Max Inc. Radio, if the weather gods will allow it tonight. What we got coming up?
Well, Jimmy, Mike Huberty was going to come into the studio, but he said the east side is just going crazy right now. So we're going to just call him on the phone and continue our talk about American Ghost Walks with founder Mike Huberty. And then Christian Love, son of Mike Love of the Beach Boys, interviews with Terry Barr. Beach Boys are playing Capital Credit Union Park up in Green Bay coming up July 11th. And live in the lair tonight, the Rogue Electrics from Milwaukee. They're out walking around on State Street waiting for their performance time. I hope they're staying dry, hopefully having some beer somewhere close by.
That's awesome. And coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, brand new spot for the show, the Indie Rock 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal. It's independent local music from Southern Ontario and around the country. It's pretty cool. And then Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you'd like to join us, give us a weather update. Tell us your ghost story. We'd like to hear that as well. Lily, you have some events coming up. One tomorrow that we need to talk about.
I do.
And that's the Dane or Dana for Dane event, right?
Yeah, it's my first campaign fundraiser that I've ever done. I've done lots of fundraisers through the years for Women's Medical Fund and DAYS and the Rape Crisis Center, but this is my first signing on to support a politician and have a fabulous show in support of that, local artists supporting local artists, so we're excited.
That's at the Crucible here in Madison.
It is. Doors at 5, show at 6. It's an early. I know it's Sunday is kind of a hard sell. This is, you know, it's kind of a hard time with summer and whatnot. Luckily, it looks like the weather is going to cooperate. I've been kind of praying all week for that, so really happy about that. And, yeah, it's going to be a good variety show. Comics, music, burlesque, DJs, drinks, Dana.
Peach pies.
Peach pies, yep. Bringing a lot of performers out of retirement for this, but yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Lisa, do ghosts like burlesque?
Oh my God, ghosts love burlesque, and even burlesque performers after they die are still ghosts.
Hmm. Wow.
So that means Lily Lux is going to live forever.
I don't know. She's really not a believer, I don't think. But I think she could be persuaded.
Yeah.
I have a really fun idea for my tombstone. Since I'm kind of infamous for being topless, I kind of want to get my chest bronzed.
Right.
And have that, you know, so that like people come and they would still be shiny in the afterlife. And like I would be that, you know, like, hey, did you go, you know, touch, you know, Lily's grave? And I just think that would be a really fun way to keep showing up for bodily autonomy even in the when I'm gone.
You know, it's funny now that we're talking about that, but really, if you think about it, it could be an educational experience for kids 30, 50, let's say 150 years from now. You know, because you have a good story of activism, standing up for your rights, and what's good and what's right, you know?
Correct.
So it could be a good story to tell your kids, I guess your third grandkids, 100. I don't know. Well, you know, way down the road.
You know, you got into all this activism, but what really, like, I mean, what was the one thing? What really made you mad enough to say, I'm going to do something?
The idea that I am not treated equally every day of my life is something that makes me very angry. So once Roe was overturned, I mean, I was already kind of angry before that, but once that happened, I was just like, you are not here to tell me that my body is to be treated differently, and I'm going to do something about it. So that's what I did.
And obviously, being Pride Month as well, there's persecution and evilness coming against the LGBTQ plus community all the time. And that's why there has to be a Pride Month, because you have to be able to celebrate and just ask people, don't judge me and don't, you know, persecute me for who a person wants to be, you know?
Right. The first Pride was a riot. And it's really about not, I mean, we have turned it into sort of celebrating ourselves, and that's great. And we should celebrate ourselves every day, truthfully. But pride is really about, you know, the fight for being treated equally, for our freedom to love how we want to love and express ourselves how we want to express. And so, you know, as we embrace pride and unfortunately has sort of become commercialized, it, you know, it really did start as a fight. And we need to keep fighting every day.
Even though it's turned commercialized, I understand that. I get that. I'm kind of guilty of that myself, being on this show and, you know, promoting something good. But I think that's good overall because it raises awareness. It turns people, you know, you can sway opinions that way, you know?
I would agree. Except that, where is that money going? If it was benefiting the community, I would be totally fine with the commercialization.
I wasn't
of it.
Talking about the money. I right. forgot about the money trail.
There's
I'll
just that
the
side
money.
Of it. Do yeah. I love being able to buy rainbows all the time? Yeah. Yes, I'm so happy with the selection that I now have, but I just wish it actually went back to our community.
Well, in a way, I guess it can, and it does to a certain extent with the small mom pop independent business owners, you know, that are selling those rainbows and holding the pride events. So that money kind of stays in the community at that point. But, you know, somebody like Walmart selling rainbows. Yes.
I do appreciate, just even in Wisconsin, we have had so many of our smaller local communities have their first pride this year. And I think, you know, with every little step like that, with small communities signing on, it is great. And I do appreciate that, you know, the commercialization and corporatization has brought more awareness and more acceptance. That's great. So I'm not going to complain on that front.
Lisa, is there homophobia in the ghostly world?
That's a good question. We do go to a lot of paranormal conferences, and I've seen nothing but a great deal of acceptance. So they tend to be a strange group of people that are pretty open-minded anyway.
Right. I was going to say.
So, I mean, what do you expect?
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Lili, did you want to add something to that?
No, I mean, honestly, like the whole you would have to be open-minded to believe in ghosts. So, I would see that definitely aligning on some levels.
And yet you don't.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
By the end of the show, she's going to be a believer, Lisa.
We will make her one.
Come to the dark side, right, Rocker?
I want to believe. I mean, I grew up with, I want to believe. I'm just skeptic.
That's a good thing. And that's the one thing about our tours. If you don't believe in ghosts, that's great. I'm still very entertaining. You will learn something. And I'm not here to persuade anyone that what they believe is wrong, except for Lili. Everybody else is cool with their opinion.
I like the asterisk on Lili. That's perfect. Hey, we're going to move on here. We got Mike Huberty. He's going to join us here shortly. We're going to play some more Sunspot music. We got a double dip of the flavor that kills, and Rocker will have a full update on what's happening with Atwood Fest. Right now, brand new music from Voodoo Mirage. This song is called Demons on Max Inc. Radio.
Right. shots, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Elf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Elf for the big game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyElfLounge.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I hope you're having a great evening. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight, but Lily Lux is here. Hold it on the fort.
Screaming in the parking garage.
Wow, that was an amazing clap of thunder right there.
That was insane.
Lisa Van Buskirk is still with us here, too. And on the phone with us right now is Mike Huberty from the Ghost Walk Tour and a couple of other things, Rocker. He's a busy guy in Madison.
He is, Jimmy. American Ghost Walk started right here in the Mad City in 2010 by Sunspot bassist and vocalist Mike Huberty. And the Ghost Walks have taken off with tours around the state and even had a swim in a shark tank. Creator of American Ghost Walks, Mike Huberty, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Gentlemen, and Lisa and Lily, hope you guys are doing well on this dark and stormy Saturday night.
You live on the isthmus, kind of, Mike. Are you getting any flooding right now?
I haven't been down to the basement yet, and I don't want to go. I was in the car on the way over to the studio, and I turned the beat around. I did
good
the
job.
Vicky Sue Robinson, and I'm like, just in case the family's got to hit the basement, that's where I should be.
Well, that last clap of thunder, wow, Lily screamed it right in my ear. Holy cow. That was loud. Well, you could actually feel it.
We had a continuous sound of thunder on the east side, I would say between 6:15 and 6:25, yeah. Where when people talk about how that a tornado sounds like a train coming,
mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like.
Wow.
And I was like, that's really thunder. That's a lot of thunder, isn't it? And I'm like, why is it that stopping? And so then that's when I was like, okay, maybe we better, reconsider running a tour tonight on State Street.
Wow. So,
Mike, tell us about creating the American Ghost Walks in 2010.
Well, it really came out of some desperation, like the best things, like, you know, great marriages and stuff. No, but the, so what happened is that 2010, my band Sunspot, we go on not necessarily nationwide tour, but it was like, 15 states or something. We go out for, a month and a half or something, a while. And we came back at the end of the summer, and I didn't have a job. So I was like, I got to make some money. And my sister had started a ghost tour in Milwaukee in 2008, she was a school teacher, and she was doing this in the summertime to make some money. Plus, we always loved ghost stories as kids, and this was something that we just always shared and enjoyed. And she goes, you know what you should do to make some money? Because this is like the end of August. She goes, you should start a ghost tour in Madison, and I bet you can get going. You can make a whole bunch of money over Halloween. And I'm like, that sounds like a great idea. So the first thing I did is I go to the Great Dane in Madison, and I walk up to the bar, and I order a crop circle wheat. And I ask the bartender, I'm like, hey, I know this is going to sound weird. And that's the way most great conversations begin. I know this is going to sound weird.
I totally agree with that statement.
And she goes, and I just go, you ever seen a ghost? And she looks at me for a good like 10 seconds and then says, well, I've seen two of them right here, but you should talk to the manager because he believes that there's at least four spirits here. And I'm like, I think I got a business. So that, I mean, really, that's kind of, and then it just began. I just started walking around the Capitol Square looking for ghost stories, talking to the people who worked there. And then October 1st, I started running tours.
Do you believe in ghosts, Mike?
Well, the traditional way of, I think that people die and their spirits hang around certain places? Maybe, I don't know. Do I believe that there's things out there we do not understand and they're bigger than maybe science can explain, or at least our present understanding of science? And do I think that the atheists have it right when they're like, oh, it's all just meaningless, blah, blah, blah? No, I think that there's something out there. Do I think we understand it correctly? No, but I think there's something out there. And so it's those experiences and us trying to find meaning in those experiences that it defines a lot about us. And every city has a unique way. Every building, every place has their ghost stories and the way that people have unique paranormal experiences. And they try to figure out a way to understand them. And that'll filter through their religion. That'll filter through their legends. That'll filter through their beliefs. And then it all comes to be a unique way that people connect to places. And if we can show people that, like tourists and even locals, I would say 50% of people that come on the tour are locals who don't even understand the history. I think Lisa mentioned this before, that she said that she has people come on the tour, they've lived here all their life, and they're like, I never knew this before. That if we can connect people in that unique way with the building and the ghost story and the history and the city, then they're going to understand the place in a really cool way that you're not going to get anywhere else.
And you don't just do this in Madison. So what other cities have American Ghost Tours walks?
Well, we started working with my sister's tour in Milwaukee in 2017. So she came into the fold, and I lived in Minneapolis for a couple of years, so we started Minneapolis, St. Paul, Stillwater, Minnesota. We got Red Wing that's going right now, Minnesota. Bayfield, Wisconsin. Waukesha will do like once a month, and then more regularly towards the Halloween season. And then Chicago, Naperville, Woodstock, you know, Chicago and the Burbs. Get out to coastal Maine, Bar Harbor, Booth Bay Harbor, Kennebunkport. We get the ghost of the bushes or whatever out there.
There's a bunch of those in that closet somewhere.
Right. Yes, exactly. You think a guy who is the head of the CIA and then the president doesn't have some secrets? Come on now. And so we get coastal Maine, and then we go down, we get Los Angeles. And so we do Hollywood Boulevard, we do downtown L.A., the Haunted Cecil Hotel, stuff like that, out to the Big Island of Hawaii, and then out even to San Juan and Puerto Rico. So we have – oh, and New Orleans, too. So we have eight different states/territories that we go to tell ghost stories so far.
I would love to see a ghost tour in New Orleans. I would love to go to New Orleans, period. But if I go to New Orleans, I'm buying your product. You, Lisa?
Oh, and
yeah,
I can take you.
Yeah, I wintered there the past couple of years working on my ghost tours for there. I figured I'd be a snow bat. That way I could go down there and still give tours because nobody wants to walk around here in the winter. And it's a fabulously haunted city. So
yeah, well, the dead is above ground. That's why.
Well, it's because it floods all the time.
Right. Exactly. Wow. Weird. That's crazy. GBK Rocker, Lili Luxon for Terry Barr. We're talking about the American Ghost Walks here on Max Inc. Radio. We also have to just quick talk about the weather. It was a new tornado warning that was issued, and it includes Watertown, the city of Watertown, and it points a little bit east there of Watertown. For those of you listening in Waukesha, now's the time to get prepared because this weather is coming your way, Rocker.
Jimmy, let's see. Mike, you appeared on the hit TV show Shark Tank in October of 2023, and Jimmy pulled up a little clip here that we want to hear of that, and I want you to comment on it after we listen.
What this is the pitch to the Shark Tank.
Next into the tank is a way to experience some of life's dark mysteries.
Sharks, my name is Mike Huberty.
And I'm Allison Jornlin.
And we're asking for $250,000 for 15% of our company.
Can ghosts make you rich?
September 24th, 1869, the first Black Friday. The price of gold collapses. The United States stock market is devastated.
Except for one tycoon who anticipated the disaster and came out on top.
Cornelius Vanderbilt.
Because he had a secret.
He was living with a psychic medium who would hold seances in his house and ask the spirits what the future of the stock market might hold.
When asked how other business leaders could experience similar success, Vanderbilt said,
do as I do. Consult the spirits. Sharks, it's real haunted history like this that inspired my sister and I to found American Ghost Walks. Deeply researched history tours of beautiful locations with haunted pasts.
Our tours are entertaining presentations of remarkable facts so that even non-believers have a wickedly good time.
So, Sharks, Cornelius Vanderbilt knew that ghosts could make you rich. So who's ready to consult the spirits and join American Ghost Walks for some real ghost stories and real spooky fun?
What a great pitch. That's awesome, Mike.
Wow.
What was that experience like for you?
Thank you very much. I sure wish they would have thought so. The whole thing was crazy because we got contacted by the producers in July. And they were like, hey, we're going to do a Halloween episode. We're looking for ghost-type businesses. And they said, you want to put together a reel or, you know, like a little pitch. And so wrote something up, you know, sent in a video. And then it was a solid, 6 weeks of back-and-forth videos and writing until you get accepted. Because they have, 40,000 applicants for each season. And it gets whittled down to, 150 people actually shoot their pitches, and then 75 make it to air. So we had no idea what was going to happen. I had no idea what kind of money to ask for. Whatever. Shark Tank, Mark Cuban's a rich guy. I'm not going to ask him for $25,000 because I can get a second mortgage for that. If we're going big.
Yeah.
And it was a really fun experience. Everybody was totally cool. It was, when you get there, they really are screaming over each other and stuff like that. You're in there for a half an hour, 40 minutes, and they've edited it down to 45 minutes on four to five minutes on television. So the whole thing is and you're just tossed in there. It's super intense, and a lot of what you see is what you get. But it was really valuable. It's been awesome promotion for the business.
There's businesses that have been on the Shark Tank where they were said no to, like you, but have become great, huge businesses because of their appearance on the Shark Tank.
Oh, there's no question that there's a lot of promotional value to it. And also even sharpening your message and your marketing because you're doing something like that can be really valuable. So we had nothing but good things to say. Was it tough? Yeah. Did the sharks eviscerate us?
Well, they don't call it friendly goldfish tank today. was it hard? I mean, they fly you out to California. They tell you not to tell anybody. Like, you can't put it on social media. I couldn't, you know, anything like that. You kind of, it's all very secret. And you get out there and you can't talk about it until you actually get an email that says you are going on the air.
What lessons did you learn from this experience going on a Shark Tank in regards to the business American Ghost Walks?
Oh, that I needed a financial person? That I needed a CFO? So I hired a CFO. You know? That it's like that I couldn't do it myself.
Yeah.
You know, like I know that I obviously can't guide myself. You got great guides like Lisa, you got great writers like my sister. And even Wendy from Sunspot, she was a guide in Waukesha for a while. Her husband, Scott, he's a writer in our California tours. Like, so I try to keep it as, you know, family oriented as possible, right? Like, this is people we trust and care about and all these kind of things, because those are the kind of people I want to work with, the people I believe in and I know believe in me. But also, like, holy cow, I can't figure out all the ins and outs and all the cash and stuff by myself. And so the real lesson was, if you're going to take this thing that started in Madison with just me ordering beers at the Great Dane, and I want to take it to be, you know, right now it's in 25 cities or whatever, and I want to take it to 50 or 75 cities where I want to make a real national impact, it's just going to take a team. And so that Shark Tank really taught me that.
That's an amazing story. Mike Huberty is with us here from America's Ghost Walks. We also have Lisa Van Buskirk still with us. What do you think, Lisa, about working for a company like this? A true success story from the ground up.
I think it's actually amazing because in the beginning, and I was here from the beginning, this is my 12th or 13th year doing it. It was just pretty much me and Mike, or it was Mike before me, and then me and Mike. And then he started Minnesota and all this stuff, and I'm just watching him. And he is a great guy. He's a good friend. He's a great guy to work with. I didn't know him until I started working with him. And his hard work and ambition in growing this company has been fantastic. And a few years ago, I knew I wanted to winter in New Orleans. I went up to him and said, hey, what do you think about this? And he made it happen. It's incredibly difficult to deal with the city of New Orleans, but it's been awesome watching him grow. And I know Allison, and it's definitely my paranormal family, Mike and company.
Let's take the city of New Orleans Amtrak from Chicago down to New Orleans. Get a bunch of people. We'll fill a train car with people, Lili. And we'll go down to New Orleans. We'll have a ghost rock. Have a good time in New Orleans. We could do like one of those promotional tour packages.
Oh, you know? I will do that for you. I will show you a good time.
Yeah. Excellent. And you're
Lisa can set it up.
Really?
Yeah, I can.
I want to know if we can make this happen. Are you interested? Would you go? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Do you believe in ghosts enough to go to the city of New Orleans on an Amtrak?
Oh, there are ghosts everywhere in New Orleans.
Hey, Mike, what's happening with Sunspot these days? What do you got coming up?
Okay, sounds good. Well, in July, we got a couple of shows coming up. Number one, July 16th, we're going to do the Capitol Square for Lunchtime Live. So we're going to be doing, for the city of Madison, we're doing Capitol Square for Lunchtime Live. And then that weekend, we're coming back to Peace Park for Maxwell Street Days. So there's two fun chances to, it's at our tour of the downtown of Madison, the second week of July. And we'll be doing that. And then in August, we'll be doing both nights in at the Michigan Paracon. And that is in Sault Ste. Marie, heading up to do the casino up there and get buck wild at the edge of the world.
That's awesome. And if people wanted to get more information about American Ghost Walks, how do we do that?
Find everything at AmericanGhostWalks.com. We have ghost stories up there in our haunting tales section from all of our locations, including like plenty of stuff from Madison, Waukesha, Milwaukee. I mean, if you're in Wisconsin, then we have some ghost stories for you, and it's all at AmericanGhostWalks.com. And if you like what you read there, then you can visit those places in person on our tours.
Mr. Mike Huberty, I love you, man. Congratulations on all the success. What a great story.
Thank you, Jimmy and Rocker and Lily. It's really nice to talk to you guys. Lisa, keep up the good work. And although we were stormed out tonight, we'll haunt them again next week.
Yes. And Lisa, thank you so much for coming in and spending the extra hour with us today, too. Appreciate that.
Oh, I've absolutely enjoyed being here with you all.
All right. Coming up here next hour, Terry Barr's interview with Kristen Love from the Beach Boys. Can you believe that, Rocker?
Surf City, baby.
Can you believe that, Mike Huberty?
That is nuts.
I wonder if he believes in ghosts. I just want to be a man.
I used to want to come back as a spirit and be in some romantic tragedy. I'd be Patrick Swayze and you would be my sweet Demi. But when I talk, you couldn't hear it. If I materialized, you couldn't see. How could I be happy without some sexy pottery? If I walked the earth as a phantom, I'd haunt every place we used to go. But what would I do with all these strangers in our home? And if every time my show was random, and I was just an orb in some photos, I'd rather be 6 feet beneath an old gravestone. I just go to the light. I just go to the light. I just go to the light. If I can't see you tonight, then I just go to the light. If we can't make things right, then I just go to the light. If I'm out of your sight, I just go to the light. There's no reason to fight.
I Don't Want to Be a Ghost. That's Sunspot, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are a local music. Lili, that song's for you. I Don't Want to Be a Ghost.
That's literally why I don't want to believe in ghosts, is because I don't want to become one. So that is firmly why I am sort of against the idea.
All right. I can buy that. We'll talk more about that later on. We got a top of the hour double dip coming up. We're also going to check in with Corey Hartman. Waukesha, you're up next in the weather train here. We want to get you some information about that. Also, live in the lair with the Rogue Electric. The guys have come off of State Street. They're here. And they're getting ready to rock Rocker, and I'm really excited about tonight's Live in the Lair.
And they're relatively dry, Jimmy.
Relatively.
They even went to the terrace, but they're still dry, so it's all good.
Here's another ghostly song, Shawn Michael Dargan and the Undertaker's Daughter.
Goes down on one knee to write her poems on the moon. The one who looks to find her is another slow. Till they left her all too soon. Life can be so dull when you get what you want.
For your bar notes, I'm Terry Barr with a few notes highlighting some of the music news and happenings from all across the state. Did you know a Wisconsin-based musician is currently part of the Sonic Symphony on Broadway? Ty Christian, he's the lead singer of the Madison band Lords of the Trident, is singing Sonic the Hedgehog music. One of the songs is now featured on the official Sonic Birthday Special. You can find it and listen to it on the Sonic YouTube channel. And quoting Ty right here, my 10-year-old self has died due to multiple heart attacks of excitement and pure awesomeness. I can hear him saying it. Of course, Sonic the Hedgehog is a popular video game now adapted for the stage. Ty's going to be on tour with the Sonic Symphony for shows around the country. Congrats to you, Ty. Next, and that is a duo we love, 7,000 Apart. Amelie and John are a Green Bay and Swedish bass couple who also happens to make terrific music. But if you don't know their full story,
Here it is. It's pretty special.
So we actually met because Amelie was a foreign exchange student from Stockholm, Sweden. And we met in Green Bay at Preble High School. And so we just became really good friends over music that school year. And we're like trying to decide whether or not we should date because she was going back to Sweden. And we were like, you know, should we try this, you know? And we ended up being long distance for 3 whole years where we were 7,000 kilometers apart, 4,462.5 miles.
Okay, and I counted. Amelie and John have an average of 25 shows every month this summer, including Summerfest on June 28th, Fire Over the Fox in Green Bay July 4th. But hey, you can find their full schedule, and please check them out. You will love them. Go to 7000apart.com. And finally, an invitation. Many of you may recall I co-hosted the morning show at WOLX Radio in Madison with Jim McGaugh for almost a half dozen years. When I left, we remained friends. Jim's family, along with the Eastside Club on Lake Monona, will be holding a celebration of Jim on Saturday, June 20th.
All right, Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting on WMDX, also over in Waukesha. Corey Hartman's back with us right now. Corey, you got about 25 seconds.
All right, for our friends on WAUK, severe thunderstorm warning for Waukesha County now till 8:45. Again, Waukesha County, severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45. 60-mile-per-hour winds. We'll have more updates after the top of the hour break.
All right, thank you, Corey. We'll get back to you as soon as the top of the hour news is over with, and we'll eventually get to Live in the Lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night on Civic Media. We are local music.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Radio Password with your host, John Mino.
The password is lingerie.
Jim, your first clue is from Mary. Mary says, sexy.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person.
We can't say Mino. It's lingerie.
Oh my God! How is that possible?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISF. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.